At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 66 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hey guys.
And this is a very special show because this is the very first thing that we've ever recorded with our new little puppy, Lily.
Yeah. She's just chilling, man.
Yep, she's just sitting on her little UK bed and trying to, little tongue sticking out a little bit. And she's just trying to avoid Freddy at the moment because Freddy is hissing like a bandit. Because he's not sure exactly what to think. So,
yeah. Hopefully he'll get used to her pretty quick. I hope so anyway.
Yeah.
Or we might have a problem.
He's not trying to hurt her.
Oh, no.
I think he's trying to show his dominance.
Right. Yeah.
Which doesn't take much because Lily probably weighs
2 pounds. Not much.
And Freddie weighs 14. So, shouldn't be much. All right. So, let's jump into this story, Tracy. To some people, there's probably nothing more relaxing than a hot air balloon ride. I would be terrified. I wouldn't be one of those people.
And I would not be one of those either.
I mean, I get why some people would like, you know, doing it. I mean, you're flying through the sky while you're in the open air. You're looking at the beautiful scenery below. I get why some people would like it.
Of course, yes.
And we've got a friend of ours that actually owns his own hot air balloon.
Yes, we do.
Ryan. So, I get it, but even the most awesome experience can quickly turn deadly in the right circumstances.
Well, this is not good.
But you know it wasn't going to be.
Yeah.
That was the case in Luxor, Egypt on February 26th, 2013, a little over 10 years ago. Hot air balloons are commonly used in Luxor to provide tourists with aerial views of the Nile River, the Valley of the Kings, and the Temple of Karnak. You know what the Valley of the Kings is? That's where they found a lot of the pyramids and the mummies and King's Tut and all that, Valley of the Kings.
Cool.
Now, even though this is a very popular tourist attraction over in the Luxor area, concern of passenger safety had been raised from time to time. In fact, there were multiple crashes in 2007, 2008, and in 2009. The biggest one was in April of 2009. 16 people were hurt when a balloon crashed during a tour.
Oh my gosh.
Now, after the crash, flights were grounded for 6 months while safety measures were then improved. Pilot training was increased and balloons were given a designated launching site so they couldn't just take off from everywhere.
Right.
Unfortunately, in 2011, the reign of President Hosni Mubarak was kind of taken down. I guess they kind of overran the government and got rid of him.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that partially, at least, if nothing else, led up to the tragedy that we're going to speak about today. In fact, the balloon that we're going to talk about today previously had an accident in October of 2011. The balloon's company, Sky Cruise, said that the company was aware, obviously, of what happened. They were completely insured, and they were going to compensate the victims and the families. That was their, we'll just pay them off.
Well, no concern of the family that passed away or whatever?
Right. Well, I don't think anybody passed away on that one. It was just involved in a crash.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I said that with the overthrow of the president back then, that might have led up to it. And the reason being is after the new government took over, the rules weren't as enforced as much as they had been under previous. So even though they did all these changes to improve stuff, once he was out, it was like, nobody cares.
Oh.
So it really wasn't governed, which led to half-ass.
Oh, gotcha.
Regulation enforcement. All right, so on the day of the crash, February 26, 2013, passengers started loading into the Ultra Magic N-425 balloon at 7 a.m. local time. In all, there would be 20 passengers and one pilot. Everything was going well until it was time to land. As the balloon approached the ground, a small fire burst out in the center of the balloon, in the basket.
Oh my gosh, I would have a heart attack.
At this point, the balloon was approximately 30 feet from the ground, still high up.
Yeah.
The pilot and one passenger decided to jump from the balloon.
Why?
Because it was on fire.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, I guess I would too. It don't seem like 30, 40 feet's that much, but I guess when it's on fire, it's a whole different story.
They both sustained heavy injuries. I'll tell you what happened after they jumped from the balloon right after this quick sponsor break.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
All right, Tracy, so after the two jumped out of the balloon basket, everything got drastically worse in a split second. With them jumping from the balloon, there was now less weight.
Oh, no.
And if there's less weight,
that means the balloon's going to go up.
Balloon's going to go up. And at the exact same time, there was a sudden gust of wind. The balloon went from 30 feet to 1,000 feet in the air.
What?
And it's on fire. Panicked screams filled the sky, and seven people jumped from the basket.
Dude, from 1,000 feet?
To their death.
Oh, my gosh.
The others hung in there for dear life. Now, the fire grew exponentially, and the balloon quickly gained altitude. When it was approximately 980 feet, the balloon violently exploded, sending it tumbling through the air. And there's actually a video of this if you ever want to go look it up. It would eventually come to rest in a sugarcane field below. Emergency workers arrived on the scene 15 minutes later to find bodies strewn across the muddy field.
Oh my God.
The only survivors were the pilot and the first passenger that jumped with him.
Oh my gosh.
In all, 19 people died. This was Egypt's worst hot air balloon tragedy ever. The incident sent shockwaves around the world, and it was soon discovered that there was a leak in one of the balloon's main gas tanks, which is what caused the initial fire. 10 years later, Egypt has tried to, again, improve the safety of the hot air balloon industry, but the business has never quite recovered and come back from where it was
before. Oh, I'm sure not. Yeah.
The passenger who did not survive were tourists visiting the area. 9 were from Hong Kong, 4 from Japan, 3 from Britain, 2 from France, and 1 from Hungary. The survivor who jumped, obviously, was the pilot. His name was Muammar Murad. There were initially 2 British gentlemen who survived.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was the gentleman who jumped with the pilot.
Uh-huh.
And the other that was found in the field. But after 5 hours of surgery and 70% of burns to his body, he didn't make it.
This is a horrible story.
The British tourist who jumped
mm-hmm.
with the pilot, he made it, but he suffered, like I said, 70% burns on his body as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So both a lot of burns on both. They were probably closest to the thing when the fire broke.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't have any info on the pilot's condition when he jumped, other than just severe injuries. After the accident, the government of Luxor banned hot air balloon flights in his jurisdiction until further notice. The Egyptian civil aviation minister decided that he was going to take it a step further and he was going to suspend balloon flying nationwide.
Well, why would anybody want to even get in a balloon after that horrific, I meant to say.
I mean, I guess it's just like a plane accident. You have plane accidents and people still fly, so they just realize it's rare. The bodies of the victims were taken to 4 different hospitals in Cairo. Mohammed Osmar, head of the Luxor Tourism Chamber, accused civil aviation of lowering standards prior to the accident. He said that these people are not doing their jobs. And this all goes into the once government changed hands,
mm-hmm.
that was left by the wayside. National authorities were quick to respond. They denied any allegations, and they even said that the balloon had recently been inspected. They put the blame on the pilot, stating that he should have shut off the gas valve instead of bailing from the balloon, which makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
If there's a fire, and you should cut the gas off.
Right.
The investigation found that the cause of the crash was a leak in the fuel line connected to the balloon's burner. The aging line had actually been used since 2005, and it sprung a leak, which ignited the balloon as it was trying to land. So here's the other issue that came into play. When the balloon got to within 30 feet, typically they would throw down some ropes. You would have some crew members on the ground
mm-hmm.
that would grab the rope and pull it the rest of the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was they had those people in place, but when the pilot and the other guy jumped,
mm-hmm.
they all ran over
to
take care of them, so nobody pulled the balloon down.
Oh my gosh!
Why it took off?
Wow!
So crazy.
It is very crazy. So sad for those people. But I just can't even imagine.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
Oh my gosh!
Could you? I mean, think about this. You're up in a hot air balloon at 1,000 feet, and it's on fire. And what can you think about?
No, it's just awful.
There's no scenario where you think you're coming out of that.
No, that's right.
So, anyways, that's our story for this week, guys.
All right.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door.
So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.